I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. A couple of demonstrations are scheduled for today in Milwaukee to protest deaths caused by police officers. One rally demands justice for Joel Acevedo. He's the man who died after a fight at the home of a Milwaukee police officer who has been charged in connection with the death. The other event protests the death of George Floyd. Floyd was arrested on a forgery complaint in Minneapolis earlier this week and died while in custody of police there. A video shows Floyd, who is black, lying handcuffed, face down on the cement, while a white police officer presses his knee on Floyd's neck in order to restrain him. Floyd screams, "I can't breathe," and a crowd of people gathered around begs the officer to stop kneeling on him. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett was asked about the incident at a news briefing Thursday and called it horrific.
America witnessed the murder, and it underscores the very serious challenges we face in combating racism in our country. And I would simply ask residents throughout this community who are outraged, as I was, to see that video, to remain calm.
The incident in Minneapolis has sparked massive unrest since it happened on Monday. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley cautioned people who attend today's demonstration in Milwaukee not to let things escalate.
When you think about the emotions that come with this, they are valid and they need to be expressed. But it's extremely important that you do not respond to violence with violence.
Crowley recalled the summer of 2016 when he lived in the Sherman Park neighborhood and unrest broke out over the fatal shooting of a black suspect by a Milwaukee police officer. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.